My!
Oh my is right, Han said.
What is it, Han? Leia asked over C-3PO's shoulder.
Let's hear 3PO's revised description.
The droid turned to Leia.
The scanners reveal extensive areas of volcanic and tectonic activity. While still breathable, the atmosphere is high in carbon dioxide, methane, and sulfur. Surface temperatures have rendered landmasses in the northern hemisphere unsuitable for all but the most extremophilic of sentient species. In short, the planet is in the grips of catastrophic forces that are likely to destroy it.
Are there any signs of life? Leia asked.
Intact forests in the southern hemisphere are showing abundant life, Han said. But I'd argue that any sentient life we find down there can't be called intelligent.
He shook his head.
Whatever may have been here then is probably buried under lava or volcanic ash.
Then, catching sight of Alana's expression, he added,
But we'll take a closer look just to be sure.
With Tandoon 3 in full starlight, Han slewed the Falcon away from the churning sky of the planet's northern hemisphere. Dropping the ship into a cloudless patch near the southern pole, he adjusted the scanners to feed video to the instrument panel display. Static crazed the screen before the images stabilized.
Oh no,
Han said, as if someone had let the air out of him. Peering over his shoulder, Leia put her hand in front of her mouth.
Oh, Han.
Post went up on his toes in an effort to see the display screen, and Jadak leaned to his left to have a look.
I've never seen vegetation quite like that, he said.
That's because you slept through it,
Han said, out of the corner of his mouth. His forefinger hopped about the screen.
See that cliff face that looks like the bow of a starship? That stuff's called Yorick coral. And those trees that look like they've been dipped in blood? Those are called Satini. All this forest, this is Tempasi. That bird right there, that's a whatchamacallit, a shirkle-hala.
Jadak lifted an eyebrow.
You want to translate that into basic?
There's no translations, Leia said,
one arm around Alana's shoulders in a protective embrace.
Those are Yuuzhan Vong words.
Post whistled.
Parts of Null Hutta look like this for a long time.
The entire place has been Vong-formed, Han said. The Vong did it to a bunch of worlds, even Coruscant.
Jadak nodded.
I remember reading about that.
Han glanced at Leia.
You think there's a Yamask down there? You don't think there'd be a Yamask down there?
A Yuuzhan Vong war coordinator, Leia said for Jadak's benefit. A creature that oversees the transformation.
Even if there is, Han said. It's fighting a losing battle. The planet's about to come apart.
Leia heard Alana sigh in disappointment.
I'm afraid the treasure is beyond our reach, sweetheart.
If there was a treasure, Han said.
Then at Leia's nudge added,
I mean, by now the treasure's probably been engulfed by the Vong's biots.
Chin up, Leia told Alana. We found the hiding place. We just can't collect the treasure chest.
They always do on Castle Creep, she said.
Jadak gazed out the viewport. The Republic group must have asked help from the Antarian Rangers in setting up a kind of depot here, a storehouse of some sort.
Whatever was here is long gone now.
One hand gripped on the yoke, Han was about to climb higher into Tandoon 3's tortured atmosphere when he stopped. What? Jadak said quickly.
We're getting a signal.
Han's free hand made adjustments to the comm controls.
Very faint.
A distress beacon?
Han shook his head.
Just a beacon.
Jadak studied the comm screen.
It's transmitting on a covert frequency used by the Republic group.
He shot Han a look.
Whatever's down there has recognized the ship. No one could possibly be alive,
Leia said.
No one would have to be, Jadak said. The installation could still be operational.
Leia looked from Han to Jadak and back again.
Are you two suggesting we go down there and find out?
Of course not,
Jadak said. Then he glanced at Han.
Are we?
Han considered it.
I'm not saying we are, but if we were, we'd be doing it for Amelia.
He looked at Leia.
We owe it to her to at least check things out, don't we?
Yes,
Alana said. Han centered himself at the controls.
Everybody strap in. This is gonna be a rough entry.